Han couldn't decide whether he should blast the thing or set it free.
It's very unsettling, I know,
O'Holly said. Following Han's plan, she picked up a short length of filter line from the debris in the aisle.
The first time I saw one of my dittos, I wasn't sure whether to protect her or destroy her.
Before Han could say that destroying them was an act of kindness, Bardoon's voice boomed out from the next aisle.
Han Solo, it is time. Come to me now.
Han caught O'Holly's eye.
We'd better do this fast.
He checked the aisle, and when he saw no droids, nodded toward the vat.
Ready?
O'Holly blew into the filter line to make sure it was clear, then nodded.
If you are determined.
She used the force to hide her blaster rifle atop an overhead duct, then turned toward the vat containing Han's replica. She reached up.
Can you give me a boost?
Sure.
Han set his blaster aside, then pulled Gev's vibro knife from his waistband.
But take this, in case Freaky Boy gives you any trouble in there.
Han passed the weapon to O'Holly, then cupped his hands to give her a boost. She used the force to lift the lid on the tank, then scrambled up into the vat. A moment later, Han saw the tip of the filter line poking up above the green liquid. Then O'Holly appeared in the front panel, just long enough to give him a thumbs up. The Biot just looked confused. A muffled crump rolled through the room, and Han realized he had finally run out of time. He retrieved his blaster rifle and started toward the front of the lab, desperately trying to figure out how he could get past the Nargons to take a shot at the Krefs.
Not that way, Han Solo.
Bardoon's voice came from behind him at the end of the aisle.
If you want revenge, you must come with Jonas Rom.
Han felt himself start backward before he turned around. He considered opening fire on Bardoon, but decided it would be unwise to start blasting his allies before he'd killed the Krefs, no matter how much those allies scared him.
Jonas Rom does not see Jedi Sorok,
Bardoon said.
Where is Jedi Sorok?
She didn't care for the company,
Han said, taking his time turning around. He wasn't sure how closely Bardoon's use of the Force mirrored that of a Jedi, but he knew that a Jedi's ability to sense lies was one part feeling and one part reading a liar's face. He kept his eyes averted and chose his words carefully.
Maybe she took off.
Took off where?
Han shrugged.
What am I, her handler? Look, I'm here to get the Krefs. If you're not interested...
Han let his sentence go unfinished as he completed his turn and saw Bardoon's new companion.
Where in the carking void did she come from?
Bardoon sneered.
Is that not obvious?
She was a young Leia. A stunning Biot replica, complete with long brown hair and big brown eyes. Her belted smock reminded Han of the white gown Leia had been wearing the first time he saw her. And the Biot's head was even cocked at the same haughty angle. But where Leia's eyes were intelligent and appraising, the Biot's were vacant. And where Leia exuded confidence and determination, the Biot looked nervous and bewildered.